I just felt that the views of the Glenties electoral councillors weren't heard loud enough in Lifford today. And I think in the intermission that took place from this morning to this afternoon, our voices were heard. And I'm very happy that the issues which we addressed as a group, and which I particularly addressed, have been looked after now, and I'm happy about that.
You were particularly anxious to see some recognition given to the roads around the Narnport New area, and for the road there to be included. You're happy it has been?
It has been included at number 3 for the first time ever, so that means that the gritting of that road will now be on the agenda from Ardra to Narnport New and back to Maas, which is a huge area with a large population and a lot of housing built in it in recent years, and I'm very happy about that. But I mean, I recognise the huge and great job that the council have done in this area, and we're moving on, we're moving upwards. We're one of the best equipped councils in the country now in this area.
In terms of Back of Errigal Road, which has always been a bone of contention, last year on a number of occasions it had to be closed. What the council engineers and officials are saying today is that they're giving guarantees that that won't happen without consultation, and it won't happen unless absolutely necessary. You accept that?
I accept that, and nobody can predict what weather conditions could come. But as far as possible, we have commitment from the staff of the council that they will keep that open. Extra equipment in this area is also being purchased by the council this year, funded by the National Roads Authority, and we welcome that as well. It's been a good day in Donegal County Council.